Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And moi, Mason Wazwaz.
French.
Oh la la.
Ooh la la. Are you on your still riding high from the Olympics?
Totally. I did just show Jimbo the video of Ray Gun breakdancing.
Oh my.
He hadn't seen it yet. I'm like, you got to see this one. This is like truly, truly. I mean, I kind of love her for it, honestly. This is so bizarre.
It was an abomination.
It was an abomination. I feel bad for the breakdancing community mostly. Like, yes. Because there's so much attention was put on her.
Although I think that event spawned more Olympics think pieces than any other part.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, Mason. I brought you this Modern Witch tarot deck. I'm hoping that you like it. You don't have to be obligated to have it.
Well, why wouldn't I like it? I love it. It's beautiful.
I don't know. Maybe like the Six of Wands looks like shit.
Oh, I'm not going to be that.
Can we tell the listener that we're just kind of doing?
Oh my God, my initials are on there.
Exactly. Modern MW. Witch Mason Wazwaz.
This is meant to be.
Okay, don't go too nuts though. This could really, after being psychotic, it's scary to see signs around.
Okay, don't worry about that, Kate.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'll be all right.
No, you're good. Ooh, we can think whatever we want. I'm on some good drugs now that are really helping me stay sane. Okay, here's the deal, Mason. Oh, you're having me pick one? Pick a card, any card?
Isn't that... Can we do it like that?
Yeah, sure.
Is that what is that? Is that just like totally random? Do you want me to pick a card? Any card?
You can do whatever you want, man. Just feel the spirit flow through you.
This is what the spirit is telling me.
Okay. Two of Swords, sure enough.
Does that make sense for you?
Well, look at that. Does that look like
prosperous
card? Oh,
God. All of the limbs are crossed. The arms are crossed. The feet are crossed. The ankles. Mm-hmm. It's a very closed. The eyes are blindfolded.
Yeah,
it's a very
we got
closed
a redhead
position.
Here in a little like cotton dress, it looks like.
A cute cotton dress with some like some zhuzh on the sleeve, at least. You got
some
fashion
kind of
going
mesh
on
or something. And in front of what? Wow. A body of water?
Sitting on a box in front of a body of water.
Mm-hmm. With two swords crossed.
The body of water looks fairly calm, I will say. It's not like there's a tempest happening behind
no,
her.
Not
and
at
that
all.
Feels okay.
It feels like a normal ocean.
A normal ocean scene.
Uh huh.
There's a crescent moon in the sky, so it's quite dark outside.
Okay, weird. Yeah. So what does it mean, Mason? Am I fucked or what?
To me, honestly, even though it looks ominous to me, I don't feel like in her body.
Why is she blindfolded?
I don't feel, maybe because she's blind. She's not seeing clearly.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
she doesn't need to see. She's relying on other senses.
She's relying on others.
Uh-huh.
Well, don't you think with all the
she's got
two swords.
Sassy
I mean,
little shoes on too.
She's got some sassy. Are they kind of sandals?
Like platform sandals,
gym shoes,
closed toe. We're really going deep on this.
But she also has two swords. It's sort of like she's blindfolded, but she's got two swords, so she's like ready to fuck shit
she's
up.
She's ready
but
for
also,
if somebody comes to. I'm thinking if somebody comes to fuck with the ocean, this person is ready to straight up.
With the ocean. You think she's the ocean's protector? Blinded protector?
Maybe. Do I need to be more of an environmentalist?
We all could probably just do that.
Okay.
Do I need to look it up here?
Yeah, let's see what the book says.
Is there a
I hate looking
this?
At the fucking book, though. Because, like, the whole thing with tarot
for
me. I
went right to it. This is meant to be.
This is amazing.
This is meant to be. I can't even believe that. I didn't have to go through every page. Okay, Two of Swords. Kate, it's also right side up, which means something
yes,
in this world.
Yes, that means we don't have to think about it as much.
Thank God.
The upside down shit is hard to interpret.
It's like, is it the opposite?
Not exactly.
Is it backwards?
I don't know.
Okay, Two of Swords. You've raised your defenses, steeled yourself against opposition, and blindfolded yourself.
Great.
By refusing to budge, you've blinded yourself to the truth of a difficult situation. I don't think that's true with you.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you've shut off your emotions as a defense mechanism. Or
good luck to me with that. Good fucking luck.
Or you're refusing to see things logically. Perhaps you're stuck in an...
Oh, and that's a fact.
Perhaps you're stuck in analysis paralysis.
Ah, God, okay.
That might make sense. Either way, you're
well,
not...
Well, I stopped reading all the psychoanalytic theory that I was reading because it was starting to freak me out with all the boobs and dicks and shit.
Like, oh, God, as part of like your...
Psychoanalysis is absolutely obsessed with boobs and dicks.
Mom and dad.
And buttholes.
And buttholes.
My least favorite of all.
Either way, you're not dealing with a problem honestly. Take off the blindfold and confront the issue.
Oh my God, tarot deck, shit.
This might be, I wonder if this is about something very tiny and specific. Look at the cute little spider.
Here comes a
Hi,
spider.
Buddy.
Thank you for visiting. We're weird people.
What? I always like, I'm always like saving, There was a, speaking of, okay, weird people, there was a butterfly, a white butterfly that was just coming out of its chrysalis.
Oh, wow.
So one of its wings was still kind of like
wet.
It was still in there. You could, the chrysalis is still on its back.
Wow.
And so it was flipping around on the porch and Pickles was out there like meowing at it.
The bug killer.
And I threw her away. I pushed her. I pushed her away, like gently carried the bug to a plant.
Good.
To be like, I was like, you can finish your process here.
Was the chrysalis had fallen off of a leaf or wherever it was?
No, was the chrysalis the
cocoon? Because usually they like put it, like they'll have like a little where they're tendril. Like,
that, oh, like, right. It was still on, it was actually still on its back.
Okay.
So somehow it didn't get fully emerged like, or okay. Some. What's the word when you're leaving something?
But like the normally, like say this is a chrysalis, it'll have a little strand that's hanging from like yeah. a leaf or a branch. And
well, no, because
but then did it? Maybe this chrysalis fell down.
Maybe
because where was it sitting? Like in one of the pots or something?
Well, no, the bug had the chrysalis on its back.
Yeah, right.
So and it was on the floor of our porch.
So the bug just like hatched out. It hatched and then out kind and of thought like it could just tried take to up. Get away, and it took its house with it.
Basically,
yeah.
And but it was clearly that the house was still attached to part of its one uh-huh. wing that hadn't fully unfurled yet.
Yeah. And so you gave it a little space to do.
I gave it some. I put it back on a plant. I was like, just hang out here, get your thing
You'll
taken
get your
care
process
of.
Process worked out,
and then
or get eaten by some kind of something.
Not by my cat.
No.
At least that. I can't do that.
You can't control the birds.
No, I can't control the birds. And I
When
I won't
will
feel
we
bad.
Learn to control the birds?
No, never. We can't.
Please.
No.
I wish to control the birds.
This podcast is going to be
one. Okay, let's talk about one art thing, can we?
Okay.
What could it be?
Well,
we did the embroidery workshop.
Kate and I did a Tatriz workshop.
Mm-hmm. Which is a traditional Palestinian embroidery.
Yes.
Which was amazing.
It was
Can you
so
say
great.
The name of the teacher?
Oh, her name was Amani.
She was amazing.
From Min Amani Designs. She's part of the SF Bay Area Tatriz Circle, where they have twice a month Tatriz groups where
you just get
together and you stitch your project. It's not a workshop specifically, but you can get together with a bunch of people being nerds about embroidery.
And you can pick it up quick.
Yeah, I did mine. It was great.
Yeah.
I actually did
and
it last
I
night.
I didn't have any cross-stitch experience. And yeah. It was like, you know.
Well, it's kind of helpful that the paper, the stuff you do it on, is already like has your grid laid out.
Exactly.
So it's like pretty easy.
I want to get, okay, so we were doing embroidery on things where like if you were going to frame it at the end, that was the kind of thingy, the substrate that we were using.
Yeah, that might, whatever.
But then there's a different one for if you're going to attach it to
there's
clothes.
There's like a tearaway paper.
I need that.
That's cool.
Where do we get that?
I think any craft
like
store.
Fabrics?
I bet you, Discount Fabrics on the
right
street probably
the street.
Has it.
Yeah.
Anywhere where you can get
I want to be making things and then putting them on. And some of the patterns that she was showing us were so fucking, I mean, there were lots of like incredible traditional patterns like cypress trees.
Yeah.
And like she showed some floral ones that had all these like curly Q things coming out. But then I was really into also the intifada dresses where they fucking were put the Palestinian flag 8 million times embroidered because it was illegal to have one.
Yeah. So Manny was saying that like after 1948, it became illegal or Palestinians were being harassed if the Palestinian flag was flown anywhere, if you had it outside of your house or wherever. But then the women realized that their clothes wouldn't be confiscated.
Yes.
And so they embroidered their clothes with the Palestinian flag, like all over
a
the place.
A million times.
Kind of amazing.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful.
Also the one, the pattern that was spoons for the person that escaped the prison by digging themselves out with a spoon.
Yeah,
that was
amazing.
Fucking rad. It was all so impressive, the amount of detail in these things. And also, I didn't know about like how different regions had different patterns. So when you see someone's dress, you can know like maybe what region they're connected to.
Well, and also what I loved about that was that not just different regions had different patterns, different regions had different colors based on what was available, what materials, like natural materials basically were available to them.
Yes.
And she was saying like in Gaza, for example, they would use oyster shell to dye some fabric, and it
so
was kind
cool.
of like I think maybe a purple, like a bright purple color, something amazing, which you don't necessarily think of that with oysters, but
hell yeah.
But so that was nice to think of too, like it's so localized back in the day before like technology really took over.
And the folks from Bethlehem had those hats.
Oh yeah, those are kind of they're kind of like I feel like there's a lot of religions where there's like hats involved.
Yes.
That wasn't really necessarily religious, or maybe I'm thinking of like was it Breton in France. There's a region in France where the women have those kind of white hats too. But it's not
funny,
religious.
Like, it looks like you got like a small popcorn bucket.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, maybe that's disrespectful.
No, no, you're just describing a shape.
I say that with all respect.
You're describing a shape. It's okay.
Admiration. So anyhow, that was amazing. Are you keeping going? Are you going to do some more stuff?
Yeah,
some patterns?
I actually yesterday I took a few hours off of work. I had to use hours or whatever, flex hours, and I spent like an hour sitting on the couch finishing my Tatrice pattern.
It's so good for your mental health.
It was so it was great, and I want to do so. Now I'm trying to plot out. I'm trying to plan, like,
you're going
to
make one.
I'm
like
gonna
make your
one.
Own pattern.
Probably not a huge one. I'll probably start something small.
Cool. Are you going to like add it onto a tobe?
I'm not going to do a tobe, I don't think.
Just, that is a traditional dress.
Yeah.
Where they have
a robe.
Kind of a
means
chest
robe.
Plate. Oh, wow.
Isn't
yeah,
so
you did
cute?
Amazing. Did you do it a different color for the branches?
Yeah.
You're so advanced.
Well, no, because I was seeing how other people did it.
Amazing.
It's like a dark green with like
you
a
did
kind of
perfect.
A peachy color.
And it's wild to me because you're making little tiny
X's
basically.
The whole way.
But once you have the pattern done, the X's kind of disappear.
They do.
Yeah. It's amazing. Really good job. Okay, what other art? Oh, I went to your mood gallery and saw a Leonard Reidelbach
Not
show.
My mood gallery.
No, you don't have a mood gallery, sadly.
I probably do. We all have mood galleries. We use gallery in a different form.
Like the in your mind palace?
Yeah.
Oh
my
God. My
mind gallery.
Okay.
Also includes my mood gallery.
Wow.
Is that too? Is it too early for this? No, go ahead.
No,
tell us
I
about
loved
Leonard's
it.
Show.
I love whatever the fuck you're talking about. Leonard Reidelbach had a show over there at your mood gallery, which I had never been to before. It's over in the dog patch, like in the old industrial zone. They're like doing all kinds of
like
stuff.
Like by
there.
MSP or further
like,
down
you know
third,
where
or?
Bridge Fucker Pizza is over
no.
there on 3rd Street. You know where motherfucking
is it by
the
16th
Arts
Street?
And Crafts Museum.
Oh yeah, by MSP.
Yeah, so like
there.
A couple, a little ways down 3rd Street, but on the other side of 3rd Street, not on the side that MSP is on. It's like over towards the water.
Okay, yeah.
And so there's all these old industrial buildings over yeah. there, and one of them is the Noonan building.
Oh, yeah.
And they have their gallery there, and then there's, I don't know
wow.
exactly how it's working. Selby is our little buddy. Sorry, Selby. You're normal
buddy.
Size. You're normal size. And anyhow, she helped us, came and met us and let us in. There's three artists that have studios in the adjoining room. And okay. then there's a little studio space. Or I'm, and then
little
there's
gallery,
a
mood gallery space.
Little gallery. There's a little gallery space then. Then there's a little gallery space. Okay. And anyhow, so the show was about Leonard Reidelbach and his partner, Alexandra Rodriguez, had been trying to have a kid. And basically the show is a kind of, it's called Grief Spa. And it's kind of about like letting go of trying to do that. Because yeah. And miscarriages and this stuff. And it was very like, the work is like very kind of contemplative, but it's also like kind of like sweet and cute and playful. There's like portraits of, I think, Alexandra in the pieces. And it's, I really loved it. It was all prints, framed prints. And then also a little book of poetry by Alexandra.
Right, that's right. I remember her saying that.
Got the poetry book, got it all.
You did?
Hell yeah. And I'm going
to
go
Do you
ahead.
Have it with you? Do we need to do
I
like
don't.
A quick reading? Oh, okay.
I don't want to. No, no. Actually, there is something I want to read,
okay,
though.
Read
I'm
going to
go
else.
Ahead and give that show an absolute 10 out of 10.
Is it open still?
Have I ever given less than a 10 out of 10?
Oh,
Maysoon,
this
I recently
book.
Read this book.
Jackie's reading it too now.
Oh, sicko.
Everyone in the world is going to read it
okay.
next. Is it my
do
turn?
Do you want it? I'll give you this one.
Should I read it? You yeah. love it. Tell us about it.
I think
it. Go
you
ahead.
Would really enjoy it.
I'll read it. I'll try.
Okay, so this book is called On Strike Against God by Joanna Russ. It was just recently, like, I think, reconnoitered and, like, put out in this thick-ass volume.
Okay, that, it's, like, from the 70s or something?
It was written in the late 70s and then published in 1980 originally. And this copy of it that just recently came out from the Feminist Press has an interview with Samuel Delaney, who was, like, dear friends with her. And then a few other like sci-fi writers, because she's mostly known for sci-fi.
That's right. I remember saying that.
But this is kind of more autobiographical, her just popping the fuck off.
Oh.
She pops off so hard, it's unbelievable. And anyhow, I wanted to read a little chunk of it. But sure enough, I'm never.
You didn't read this before,
it.
Did
didn't
you?
Put a ban.
Because we did talk about it once before.
She's a white academic in real life, and the character in the book is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, her not all her politics are like that radical.
Sure.
You know?
It's also the 70s.
Yeah. But different. Man, she's popping off against men, and then she becomes a lesbian.
Amazing. Do you think this book is going to turn straight women into lesbians?
No. I don't want to do that.
I can't handle that responsibility.
But I've given this after I finished reading it. This is how much I fucking loved it. Because I'm straight up like reading it, laughing my ass off, like having a great time. And sure enough, I've given it to people and I don't want to be responsible for turning them gay. Because that's way too much.
Have they turned gay?
Not so far.
Okay, well, we got
to
keep a report on that.
But to be fair, I think I've only given them to people that were already gay. Mm. You got to ham it up while I find this.
Should I pick myself a card?
Yes. May soon draw a card for you.
Okay, I'm going to draw myself a card, and then we're going to psychoanalyze myself.
Oh, great.
Oh, wait, wrong way.
But we're not getting into boobs
and
dicks.
We're not doing that kind of stuff. Definitely not buttholes. I mean, please. It's way too early
God,
for
the
that.
The boobs
nonsense.
And dicks in the psychoanalysis are so unbelievable.
Ooh, six of cups.
What's that mean?
Look how cute the picture is.
Oh, prosperous.
It is a picture of a colorful, like in the background, there's a colorful yellow house. There's a woman standing in front who's wearing very fashionable clothing. Green pants, tucked in white shirt, a cute little hat, some turquoise earrings, pink lipstick. And she's handing a cup, what looks sort of like a goblet, like a large size pink goblet, with some kind of like fizzy sparkling object inside. Maybe it's a drink. Maybe it's like a frothy drink. Like an ice cream soda, handing it to a little girl who's kind of looking up at her in some kind of like, she's a little bit tentative, I would say, the little girl. But anyhow, so that's the scene. And then there's like more cups outside. So this is the six of cups. There's like four cups in the foreground and then one cup behind the woman and one cup that she's holding. It's kind of a cute, it's colorful. It is kind of quiet, though, I would say. The picture itself feels quiet. But the woman, who I imagine would be like me, seems like she's sharing or
wait,
giving.
You are identifying with the adult.
I am identifying with the adult in this scene. Mm-hmm.
I identify with the yellow house.
You're just back there watching with your mouth wide open.
Yep. Love it.
So it kind of seems like it feels sweet and caring, the scene to me.
Oh yeah, it seems like passing on something or sharing the wealth.
Oh, is that what that means? The six cups?
Let's go ahead and look in the tiny
let's
book.
Let's look in the tiny book.
If you flip right to the page again, I'll lose my mind.
Okay. Six of cups. You're being called to embrace family and friends with kindness and compassion. Spread your love and sweetness to those you care about and nurture your connections. You might also be feeling a little nostalgic. Maybe there's something painful from your childhood that needs examining. God, all of these are going to be like something.
I hate that. Don't do that.
Something dark.
Yeah, don't do that.
Just don't forget to be kind to your past self. Embrace them. Well, that's cute.
Okay, Moments Co-op over there in Oakland at 410 13th Street is having a sidewalk sale.
Oh, cute.
They're having a sidewalk sale on September 7th. Get over there and support those guys. They're good guys. Also, there is a teach-in about divestment.
Great.
Divestment from Israel.
Yeah.
That is going to go ahead and be on this coming Monday from 6 to 8.
Oh.
Okay, so I got to get this episode out Monday morning.
Is it online?
It is online. I'll put a link in
the
underworld where you can RSVP. I'll forward you this email. Love a good teach-in.
Me too.
Uh-huh.
What else? I heard that SOEX is having their 50th anniversary coming up.
They are.
That's pretty cute.
Good for them. They're also hiring for an executive director, folks. Oh. Get in there and become that.
Who else
is hiring?
Mason,
are you going to do that? NIAID is having a fucking fashion show runway event on September 14th from 1 to 4. And then they also
have... they always done that, or are they just taking Creative Growth's idea?
Oh! I think it's okay. Fashion shows can be passed around.
Anyone can have a fashion show. Kate and I are going to have one next week.
My God. And then they have a fashion exhibition on view from August 17th to September 20th. We love you, NIAID. Who else is worthy of our attention?
I know. Is Slash still having, they're still having that show, right? The same show that's been up since like April.
Oh, I don't know.
Why it's so long. I'm like a little confused about that.
You're the number one fan of Slash.
I am. They're the, kind of the only ones.
Oh, you know what else is happening anniversary-wise is SF Camera Works 50th anniversary is also coming off.
Popping off.
They're having a celebration on September 28th from 6 to 9 at their Fort Mason Gallery.
Sweet.
Mason, remember how we were talking about BDS shoes?
Yeah. I'm still haven't bought shoes. I'm literally wearing shoes with holes in the sole.
I know what you need. Okay, we're moving on. We're ascending to a new level of shoes. Okay.
Okay. Oh my God.
Well, we did find out that Vans are not boycotted. There is a Vans store in Israel, though, and I feel like that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But like, how do you count that? Like, why then are they not BDS?
I don't know, because I think there are. I mean, it's a little bit, it goes both ways then, apparently.
And again, BDS stands for Boycott, Divest, Sanction, and it is a movement to basically boycott Israel, to like cut off support for Israel and how it's we shop apply and what pressure we pay for,
so that they can actually leave Palestinians alone.
Yes, and free Palestine.
Yes.
Okay, but Maysoon, here's the deal. I think that my phone and all the, you know, little microphones and cameras that are all around us all the time figured out that I was in the market for shoes. And now all the ads I get on every fucking social media is for saguaro barefoot shoes. Okay.
Can you pull up a picture of them?
Yes.
Let's discuss them with our listeners.
We really need.
Oh, fucking hell.
We really need to get right with our foot health, okay? And that's how we're, I
barefoot
already,
shoes are so much better for you than all these other shoes we wear. But
you know about these?
Yeah, I actually, because I have a foot injury that I've been trying to nurse, and so I've been doing all this.
Well, and you're a dancer, so
I've been doing all this foot work with this lady called Petra Fisher, who
shows
you foot exercises where you put all your fingers in between the fingers of your toes, and you like rotate them and massage them, and you move.
Can you send me this
metatarsal back?
I
and
need
forth.
To do that.
You have a little ball where you like try to control the ball with just your toes.
There's a guy on TikTok who walks around on all fours every day.
It's really good for you.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. I'm gonna just show you this.
Wait, really? I want that TikTok
video. It's all
video.
About but what's that?
I want to see that TikTok video as well.
Oh, the guy's arms are so okay. Here's the shoe.
Yeah, they're cute.
The from the side, I feel like they look like a normal shoe, but then once you look down, they have a huge wide toe box.
Yep.
And they have like barely any stuff going on in the sole. It's just
look
a
at they just
thin
right
sole.
Up.
Yeah, you can just bend it in half. Okay, well, that's the only fucking shoe I'm seeing from now on, because I think I like clicked one ad, and so now I'm like,
no, it's over.
Yeah.
Do we know if they are... Are they on the PDS list? They're probably too.
Oh, hang on. Let me
be.
Check. We have that boycott app.
I wish they made shoes like that. Like, I want to be able to get a shoe like that that's in all black or all white.
They have that. They have all black all white.
I just saw the black version.
Are
and
we
going like, to
fucking
little...
get barefoot shoes, bro?
I'm kind of. It's on my list.
Let's do
truly.
It.
I don't know if I think it could be like an everyday shoe, but not like
it's
an
not
event.
BDS.
Okay, great. Perfect. Did you
Is
look
that
up
silly
look
to
on the
call
no things?
Things BDS?
What would you look it up on the no
boycott
thing?
App?
Can I see it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Let's make sure that it's correct. I'll put HP. Yep, HP is on there. Jesus Christ. Hewlett-Packard runs the biometric ID system that Israel uses to restrict Palestinian movement, as well as other systems for the IDF.
Yeah, so they're all
I didn't
the
realize how hardcore involved with Israel HP was. That is pretty intense.
It's a bummer because all of this, I know, all the city computers are fucking HP.
Yep.
And
it's hard
like,
to get away from it. It's really
some
hard
of them
to
are Dell, and I Dell's probably fucked
let's
up
see,
too.
Dell.
I'm sure Dell's on there, but let's
what
find out.
What are you doing, Dell? You
but
piece
maybe they're
of
not
shit.
As bad.
Not Dell's bad.
What are they doing?
Michael Dell, the founder of Dell, is a member of the Friends of the IDF,
okay,
which raises money
guy.
For the Israeli military.
Fuck that guy.
Donated millions so far and continues to do so. Fuck that.
Yeah, he's continuing to fund literal murder.
That's
fuck that asshole.
What the fuck is wrong with these motherfuckers?
Kate, we need to get lots of money from non-nefarious ways, apparently, to start our own tech company. That's not
oh,
sorry.
Right.
And also, we have to start our own shoe company.
But tech is bad even without that. Tech, all the fucking rare minerals and shit they use in computer parts. Oh my fucking God.
Let's just build a bunch of stone computers.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm always saying the same thing. We just got to go into the hills. We have to go live like wild women.
But that doesn't help other people that maybe need help.
Well, it stops us from, like, you know, all our carbon emissions, all our fucking beef emissions.
You're a vegetarian. Good work,
I am,
Kate.
But I'm drinking milk. I'm sucking down milk these days. I am.
Maybe you need the calcium. Don't be too hard. Are you eating spinach?
It settles my stomach. It's a dairy cure for me, which is so weird since, you know, lactose intolerance is such a thing.
I know, it's really wild.
But for me, milk is medicine.
It's not like oat milk, like that graffiti sent me
earlier. No, I could do oat milk. Somebody's tag name is
oat milk. It's so good.
Let's actually just for a moment talk about the graffiti scene.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because you and I are experts.
We are. I'm on the cutting edge because there's two graffiti people that I am so into.
Oh, cute.
And just because they are getting the most remote, like, weird spots.
Oh, I do like that.
And it's Fells, F-E-L-L-S,
okay.
And Camel. Okay. And they always go together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Camel with a C. You see Fells and Camel together everywhere. It's so cute. I want to meet them and know about their friendship.
How do we find them? Oh, my God. That'd be so cute to interview them.
We should put flyers. Are you Fells? Are you Camel? Wait,
let's do a little. Okay, we're talking about the pull away flyers this week about how great they are.
Ones where you like.
Yeah, the pull away one. The pull away tabs.
Or wait, the ones with the little tabs on the bottom, like a little mustache.
Yeah, like a little mustache. And then I was thinking about we should do one where there's pull aways all the way around.
Maysoon, are you a fucking wizard? Why does no one do that?
I'm becoming a wizard. Let's do that for Fells and Camel.
Yes.
Wait, do you have a picture of their work?
Nobody does that. Why?
I don't know.
What law made it so you only can put the mustache on the bottom?
No law.
You can have mustache all around. Don't you want more tabs for people to get? Jesus fuck.
Right? So
Maysoon, did you tell people about this?
No, I only talked to one. Should we not put this on the podcast?
Well, no, no.
Should I patent this?
I don't think we can.
Can I patent this? Why not? I need to make some money outside of my
job. We're about the commons here. We're about the together cooperative.
Fine. I guess I do.
Oh, I remembered another topic.
Wait, I was going to just say, I guess one thing about having the pull tabs all the way around is how the hell do you adhere the final piece of paper to something? Just from the middle?
Yeah, just put
some
staples.
Do like a quick little wheat paste on the back and plop it?
Yeah, or tape. Just tape.
It's possible. It's all possible.
Maysoon, I forgot that I have a couple maybe endorsements.
Endorsements from
Well, we're going to do a voter guide, obviously, but it's not close to time yet. But there were a couple that I
think we're
going to
lose
like,
friends on that one, just FYI. Just warning you.
Oh, I've lost them all already. You're all I've got.
Oh, my God. We really do need to run to the hills, don't we?
I'm ready. Okay. Well, let me run a few things by you and see what you think, okay? So District 5, Dean Preston's running, obviously. Yeah. He's the incumbent, but it's looking like he's having a rough race.
No, someone big endorsed him recently, which is kind of shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it?
Think about who
Pelosi.
It was.
Pelosi endorsed Dean Preston, which is shocking. Why the fuck would she
like
give a shit about Preston?
That's kind of a strike against.
Not in these fools that are running against him. They're all the same people.
Yeah.
I don't like Pelosi, but I was...
No, we hate
anyone
Pelosi.
From like the mainstream Democrat Party endorsing anyone like him is crazy.
We're That's completely... I'm shocked by that. Do you think she was confused?
Very likely. Maybe one of her staffers like told her something that wasn't true so that she would endorse
yeah.
him.
She was like, oh, he loves to put poor people in an incinerator. Yeah.
he loves to send weapon money to the city government.
Yep. God damn. Well, good for Dean Preston then. I guess I'm not too worried about
Hopefully that's enough. But yeah, that district is fucked. There's a lot of...
Okay, and then in District 9...
That's my district. That's a mission.
And then District 9, Jackie Fielder is running.
Yeah.
Are we endorsing her?
I like Jackie Fielder.
I really want to endorse her. Yeah, I was supporting her when she was running for state senate
Assemblyman person?
Yeah.
Something like that. Was it state senate? I don't know.
And I really hope she wins. Do you think she has a chance?
I haven't been following it. I don't know who, I need to look into who else is running and like who's behind them.
Yeah.
I think she'd probably have a pretty strong, I think she'd be pretty strong here.
Yeah. In the Mish?
Strongly.
There's a big mural
popular.
For her. I've seen stuff around for her. I forget.
Wait, that came up for the election or that was just there before?
For the election. Yeah. Oh, you don't like a mural?
For an election?
Well, then you just paint over it. You hate that. Wow. Well, I just murals feel like, should to not me, be involved with that.
Shouldn't be about advertising or...
Oh, right on. I don't
agree with that.
Well, stand tall. I'm with you. Okay. And then we have friend of the show, Abel. Okay.
Who is my buddy here
at the bookstore. I think you met him. You never met him?
You know, next time he's over, can you just send me a text? Absolutely. I'll run over and do a quick interview. I'll just really give him a lot of questions.
He's the artist, bookmaker, rare bookseller.
Your favorite friend.
Anyhow, he lives in District 11, and he wanted to throw his weight behind Ernest Jones, but he said it was a soft endorsement.
Abel, we need you to get a little bit more convinced on that one.
Well, it sounds like none of the contestants are that exciting.
That's probably true, too.
And then, Maysoon, did we want to go ahead and very much ahead of the game say that we're going to go for Aaron Peskin? Or what do we think about that? He's running for mayor.
I think he's the only one to vote for.
Okay, Aaron Peskin. We're going to go ahead and say congratulations, Pine Tree, is endorsing officially Aaron Peskin for mayor of San Francisco.
That's correct.
We're going to just try to do that.
No, we're doing that.
We're trying it.
We're also doing it.
Yeah, we're doing. We endorsed
it. We're trying
him.
It and doing it.
Yeah,
there we go.
You know, when I remember one of my big Aaron Peskin memories, I remember there was a meeting about the Diego mural at SFAI, and I was there. There were lots of SFAI teachers and staff and community members that were like really trying to. Stop the board of trustees from trying to sell the Diego mural and move it out of where it is over there at the old SFAI buildings. Anyhow, Aaron Peskin came on like a fucking mean daddy, and he was like this is outrageous,
disgraceful.
Yeah, yes. And he was really came down on our board of trustees, and which we loved, obviously, because they were trying to destroy the school. And they kind of did. So, but the Diego mural remains.
It's still there. And who knows who will ever see it again.
Lorraine Jobs, I guess, can just go and hang out with
she
it.
She
just
be like, have all of her fancy
God,
parties
if you
with
were
them.
That rich, wouldn't you just put a bathtub in there and you could just chill in the bath and look at the
It'd
Diego?
It'd be a great bathroom. Although you'd have to like have your servants bring in hot buckets of hot water.
Hot milk.
Because you don't want it steaming in there. You don't want the steam in there.
No, no, no. That would damage the mural.
So it can't really be a bathroom. It can only be like the bathtub and like, maybe your dressing room. Maybe the
dressing
room.
Well, they could put like a glass box.
I love how we're redesigning it into the most obnoxious fucking space ever.
Aaron Peskin's going to come and yell at us.
He's going to be like, how dare you guys? That's okay. Aaron, you're welcome to come yell at us.
Okay, and then I just want to put it out there that if you could go be a polling place worker and they pay you.
Oh. What if you want to make your place into a polling place? Is that something that still can be done? Remember people used to have the polling places in their garage?
Yeah, Abel was saying he goes and votes at some gay couple's house.
Cute. Yeah. Inside?
I don't know.
Probably the garage or the backyard.
Something like that.
Vote in my backyard. How adorable is that?
Too cute. Another thing that's going to be on the ballot, I think I was looking at all the measures, is they they want to have a tax on self-driving cars.
Yeah, please.
That's going to fund public transit. And so I was like, hell yes to that. And then Abel showed me this fucking clip.
Crazy.
Did you know that there, I think it's like over, you know where you get off, you know where you get off a freeway to get on Cesar Chavez? It's like somewhere around that zone is where, well, I could be wrong. Maybe it's in Soma. Let
just
me not say
whatever.
Somewhere in San Francisco. Okay.
Around the freeway entrance exit.
I think, I don't know. But the self-driving cars, I think Waymo, those cars, they all go sleep in a parking lot.
Oh.
Did you not see this on the news?
No.
I'm putting a link in the underworld. They
drive themselves to sleep?
They are not very good at going and parking, and so they kind of like they start to go and then there's another car in the way and they honk at each other. They have a sensor or whatever that will honk when somebody's close, and so all night long there's there's these Waymo cars just like
honking at each other,
bumping into like honk 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 honk, and there's people that live all around,
of course,
this. and there's one person who set up a live stream of the parking lot to show
you gotta love that,
how ridiculous
it
is.
Oh my god,
it was extremely funny. And so like the local news, I forget, I think it was like the NBC local local news like did a story about it.
That's pretty good.
So hilarious. These cars, it's like a little slow bumper car.
Yeah, totally.
It's so sad. What is our
world? I will never get in one. I'm like, nope, not doing it.
Because they're going to crash you into a friggin' river?
Well, or they're going to hit someone. I don't know. They're going to go through a light.
I don't want to be out of control. But to be real, like, I don't do Uber and Lyft and that stuff either.
Yeah, good.
I'm too scared.
You're scared?
That they're going to abduct me.
Oh, okay. I just don't think about it. Although, if I get weird vibes from the driver, I won't get in.
The last time I took one was because Aaron had to send me to the post office.
There's one like 3 miles away. No,
it was
away.
Like we had this giant wooden crate that we were sending through FedEx.
Oh.
And so he got me a Lyft or whatever, and it was a fantastic dyke driving.
Oh,
and I was
perfect.
In the front seat. We were just fucking chopping it up so good about fucking probably bird watching or some shit.
Oh, yes. I love it. I feel like they should have it. Well, but that makes it dangerous for them. Like, do wish there was like the option to be like a woman driver.
I think there is
a
now.
Woman driver. But what Lyft if you're a creepy guy requesting a woman driver?
Well, I think it's like women for women.
Yeah, great.
Or whatever. Gender,
maybe
queer,
there's a way. Yeah, you
non-men.
Can specify. Non-men.
Yeah, I don't please. Know. I don't know. Yeah, but I just
because I would choose a woman driver all the time.
Oh, for sure.
Just hands down would never
I think
be a
Lyft
question.
Has that because they have ads for it around Oakland where they're like, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but some of them seem kind of braggy.
Ooh, the ads?
Where there's like this woman is like, I get women who want women drivers all the time. And I'm like, okay, you're getting a lot of women. Cool.
Well, that's so weird.
It felt like a dating break.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I get women all the time.
I'm getting all the women in my car. I'm like, chill out.
Chill out, all right. I just need a ride.
Yeah. Not talking about your love life.
Oh.
All right, Mason. Well.
I think we did it again.
I think we did it again. Can I just have, what do we got?
We got 6 minutes until
oh
you're
my
meeting.
God. Okay. Well, can I just have 2 damn minutes to try to find
this
stupid fucking pyramid?
Stupid pyramid.
I swear it's on this side.
What's your tarot deck look like?
Oh, I should have brought it. Mine's really cool.
I
want to see it. Although I'm kind of scared to use it because when I went crazy, I thought that it was like haunted by my grandma.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's
so much. I really thought my grandma is haunting me. Do you think that's true?
I don't think she's haunting you, but I mean, she's your ancestor, so she's in you. She's with you.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
And maybe there's times where they're more present than others, and you've been doing a lot of research about her, so yeah, she's around.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Wow, this is
beautiful. I open the Pandora's box.
It's kind of scary, though. I love it.
Ooh,
but it's
naked
also the,
butts.
But with the weird water
watch
zombie.
Out for that. Oh, Moon is a good card.
But
Moon
with that
is
weird,
about
scary?
Revealing secrets.
Oh, that's the secret.
Who knows?
Maybe.
Yeah. Or some kind of spiritual guide. I found it. Thank you, Christ.
Thank
okay,
God.
Here is the section. Okay, this is from On Strike Against God, page 65. We had talked for 6 hours from 1 p.m. until 7. I had at that moment an impression of our act of creation so strong, so sharp, so extraordinarily vivid that I could not believe all our talking hadn't led to something more tangible. Mightn't you expect at least a little blue pyramid sitting in the middle of the floor? But there wasn't anything. I had a terrible shock, something so profound that I couldn't even tell what it was, for nothing had changed. The sun sank, the light breeze blew through my enormous open windows. That's it.
Cute.
Check this book out. Okay, have it.
I'm going to start reading it.
Right now?
Well, no, probably I have to go to dance class, but.
Yeah, you know, it's a good bathtub book. And then if you enjoy cute. It, feel free to pass it on.
Okay,
really good job, everybody. Thank you for listening to the show. Go ahead. I put a new thing. If you're following me on Instagram, you can see a little info thing about PackBeat. I'm really harping on PackBeat.
It's okay.
It's because we're cultural workers. This is the world we live in, is the art and culture world. So that's kind of where we need to focus our organizing. I mean, not completely, but like if you're ignoring your workplace or your cultural life when you're thinking about changing the world or like trying to make things better, like don't just forget about the places you're already in and functioning in.
Yeah.
And that can be your school, your department, your workplace, the galleries you show at, the museums you show at. You can be bringing these things up, you know, it can be good. This could be a good way. We can make our art scene like more consistent with the way it talks, like make the talk match the walk.
Walk the talk, people.
And again, PACB is the Palestinian Campaign for the Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel. Go to writersagainstthewaronGaza.com and you can get a whole FAQ and stuff. And if you want zines or anything, feel free to reach out to us. You can give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can not tweet us. You can never tweet us again.
Don't ever fucking tweet us.
And you can email us. Ugh, God damn it. By next week, we're going to have a new email address. But for now, it's still.
Why?
Because we got to fucking get off of the Google.
Okay. Do we know where to go?
Mozilla has a good email thing that Carrie Hott listened to the show where we were begging her to invent a new email.
Oh, Carrie, we love you. God, and, she's so cute. I love it.
And she was like, check out Mozilla's email service.
I'm on it, Carrie. Let's do it.
Okay, awesome. So we're going to switch our email. And sure enough, we're going to be freeing Palestine from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.
The truth is, no one of us can be free until everybody is free. No one of us can be free until everybody is free.